November 7, God's peculiar people, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, Titus 2:14. That which more especially distinguishes God's people from the popular religious bodies is not their profession alone, but their exemplary character and their principles of unselfish love. The powerful and purifying influence of the Spirit of God upon the heart, carried out in words and works, separates them from the world and designates them as God's peculiar people. The character and disposition of Christ's followers will be like the Master. He is the pattern, the holy and perfect example given for Christians to imitate. The self-denial, humility, and temperance required by the righteous are in contrast with the extravagant, health-destroying habits of the people who live in this degenerate age. God has shown that health reform is as closely connected with the third angel's message as the hand is united to the body, and there is nowhere to be found so great a cause of physical and moral degeneracy as a neglect of this important subject. Whoever violates moral obligations in the matter of eating and dressing prepares the way to violate the claims of God in regard to eternal interests. Our bodies are not our own. God has claims upon us to take care of the habitation he has given us, that we may present our bodies to him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Our bodies belong to him who made them, and we are in duty bound to become intelligent in regard to the best means of preserving from decay the habitation he has given us. If we enfeeble the body by self-gratification, by indulging the appetite, and by dressing in accordance with health-destroying fashions, in order to be in harmony with the world, we become enemies of God. God requires of us according to the grace he has bestowed upon us. In order for us to meet our responsibilities, we must stand on that elevated ground that the order and advancement of holy sacred truth has prepared for us.